This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
This is Jonathan Strickland from Tech Stuff. We all can't help but wonder what adventure lies just over the next ridge. A Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada will take you there. If you're taking on your adventure in a new 2024 Nissan Rogue, class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the 2024 Nissan Rogue. Nissan's SUV has the capabilities to take you where you want to go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Hello and welcome to Savor, a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Annie Reese.
And I'm Lauren Vogelbaum. And today we have an episode for you about pizzelle, or pizzel, depending on how you pronounce it.
Oh, dear. Well, in that case, apologies for our pronunciations in advance. I really don't know much about this one. Was there a particular reason it was on your mind, Lauren?
Well, okay. I hadn't had, this is a type of cookie. I hadn't had these cookies until adulthood when someone gave me a Christmas cookie tin that included them. And I was like, these are excellent. And I was thinking for some reason, because the holidays are in fact upon us, that I was thinking about Christmas cookies. And I was like, what about those? I don't even know what to call them. I never got a name for them. So I started looking into it and I was like, oh, this is fascinating. Let's do that one.
They are very pretty. And they have a history of a very interesting history of making them very pretty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's part of why, right, I was excited about the topic as well, because like anytime we get to talk about a technology, that's cool. And I also didn't realize it makes sense now given the human who introduced me to them, but like it is a specifically like Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, tri-state area cookie here in the United States. But yeah, which is also why the pronunciation varies. I'm nearly positive that in the Italian it should be pizzelle, but I understand that Americans pronounce it both pizzel or pizzelle. So
okay. I kind of love that. I know that it chafes at people, but I sort of love when you hear the different pronunciations that get adopted.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's just interesting.
Yeah. No, I mean, right. Here in Atlanta, we have a road called Ponce de Leon, and that's how you say it.
One of my favorites is it Austin has the Guadalupe?
Right.
And it most certainly should be Guadalupe.
Like, yes.
Well, I won't say anything, but I could have sworn going in it should have been Guadalupe. Guadalupe. Those interesting pronunciation things that happen, I'm very fascinated by.
Oh, yeah.
You can see our episode on waffles, I would say.
Sure.
Specifically for our discussion on waffle iron.
Uh-huh.
On the waffle iron.
Other baked goods.
Yes. Other baked goods, other cookies.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess that brings us to our question.
I guess it does.
The pozole or bazelle. What is it?
Well, pozole are a type of white wheat flour cookie made with a specialized waffle iron that clamps shut and presses the batter into a flat patterned disc, usually, and cooks it quickly on both sides to a sort of cracker texture, which can be anywhere from an airy crisp to a sort of soft chew or a denser crunch. They're flavored with things like vanilla, citrus, or perhaps most famously anise. And you get an almost like caramel flavor from the hot iron, especially if you cook them a little bit crisper. The iron's pattern might be geometric or floral or kind of snowflake-ish or family level personal. If you shape the crisp while they're hot and pliable into a bowl or a cone, they'll hold the shape when they cool, and you can fill them with stuff like jam or cream filling or Nutella. They are often made for holidays like Christmas, Easter, or weddings, and served with a dusting of powdered sugar or a dip in chocolate or maybe sandwiched with a filling or just by themselves, maybe with a hot drink like coffee or tea or hot chocolate. They're like a cross between a waffle and a waffle cone. And again, the texture can vary, but in my experience, they're just this like crisp, melty little nibble of delightful nothing. They feel a little bit like a fey food.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So the same way that you can have differences and preferences around the texture of like a chocolate chip cookie, you can have differences in pozole. Your balance of eggs to flour and the type of fat that you use are going to change your batter consistency. You can cook them for shorter or longer. More flour and less time generally gives you a softer, kind of cakier cookie. Some recipes call for olive oil, some for melted butter, some for a little bit of both. Olive oil will give you the most crisp. All butter will give you a softer thing. I've seen recipes that replace some of the fat with milk for an even thinner batter, like pancakes that you cook to a crisp. I've seen recipes that call for creaming solid butter or shortening with sugar so that you get a thicker dough, like drop cookies, with more air in it so they stay airier once you cook them. You can beat air into the batter if you're using liquid fat, too. And recipes do often use baking powder to help them puff up a bit, expand to fill all the nooks and crannies of the iron. And you can see our muffin episode or our cream of tartar episode for a little bit more on that. But basically, baking powder is a mix of stuff that will create tiny bubbles of carbon dioxide when exposed to moisture. So, yeah. You can also flavor them with anything you like, though you're generally looking not to like change the texture too much. So a lot of extracts wind up getting used or liquors. Anise flavoring is, again, perhaps the most traditional in the form of ground anise seeds or anise oil or extract or anisette liquor, which is a sweetened anise type of booze. People like arguing about which it is most appropriate to use. These wind up, in my opinion, having this like absolutely beguiling hint of herbal bitterness to them that I really enjoy. But vanilla is popular too, or zest from a lemon, or chopped nuts, or almond flavoring, or cocoa, or orange liqueur. I've also seen flavors from like maple to espresso to cinnamon to dulce de leche to gingerbread to strawberry to pumpkin spice. Yes, anything goes. And also, right, how much batter you use per cookie and how thin your iron actually presses the batter is going to make a difference, too. Most irons are about 5 inches in diameter. That's like 13 centimeters. But they can be larger or smaller, or can come in different shapes like hearts or rectangles. Though the name does come from the Italian for like little round flat thing, round, and then LA for small. Pozole, by the way, is the plural. The singular is pozella. Anyway, people do have opinions about those irons, capital O opinions. The traditional ones are handheld cast iron pieces with these long handles, often in a different material like wood, so that you can cook each cookie over an open fire or like even a gas stovetop. It's like a sandwich or clamshell, you know, you're meant to put a bit of batter down on one side, close the thing up, and then sort of gently move it around and rotate it so that the batter cooks evenly on both sides. As with any cast iron piece, people get really passionate about working up a good seasoning on it so that it releases cleanly. Newer irons might be made with other materials, like aluminum. And there are also countertop electric irons these days, which are, like, hypothetically a little bit less fussy, but some people enjoy the fuss, so... Yeah. Ideally, these things cook in just, like, 30 to 60 seconds, like, such a brief cooking time. Like, just until they stop steaming. And reach like a light golden brown. It does take a little bit of patience, from what I understand, to learn when they're ready. Though some electric irons have a little indicator light that pops on that's meant to help. If you choose to embark on this home cooking journey, there are so many recipes online. You know, but you're basically going to have to figure out what works for your particular iron and even your particular batch.
Do you have a dessert, Lauren, that is your a concoction that you can consider yours?
No, not really. All of mine are certainly based upon other recipes. Yeah. I do have one, like, Clementine almond cake that I've made very specifically mine. But, yeah, it's like almond flour and whole clementines that you boil and then pulp into just an absolute liquid and covered in chocolate ganache. That's my thing.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. Because I feel like a lot of these pozole are... They got stamped. we'll talk about that later. It's a very specific thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. Well, what about the nutrition?
They're a treat. Treats are nice.
Indeed. Indeed. We have a number for you.
Yes. Hard to track down on this one. But there. I found... For one American company that makes pozole irons called C. Palmer Manufacturing, they can make up to 10,000 electric pozole irons every year. And that's as of this year,
2023. Wow. Whoa.
I'm not sure that they do make that many every year or that they sell that many every year, but they have made up to 10,000 relatively recently, I think, was what the article was getting at.
Well, again, listeners, this is a... If you have such an iron, if you have a specific... iron that was designed for your family.
Oh my goodness.
Please let us know. Please send pictures.
Oh yeah. Also, on a vaguely related note, if you have within your community or family history the concept of a cookie table at a wedding, this is a thing that I learned is like a Pittsburgh thing. And I need to know more. I need to know more about them.
Oh my gosh. Yes, please. Please. But I guess this does bring us to the history section.
It does. It does. And we are going to get into that as soon as we get back from a quick break for a word from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressing, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
This is Jonathan Strickland from TechStuff. A spirit of adventure lives inside of us. Nissan's SUVs have the capabilities to transform your spirit of adventure into actual rubber meets the road into the wild, true blue, real life adventure. You just need a Nissan and a plan. Or better yet, just a Nissan. You can hop into a Nissan Rogue and discover what comes next. Don't worry, the Nissan Rogue has your back. Class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Just climb in and go. No need to connect your phone. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the new 2024 Nissan Rogue. No matter where you roam, you'll stay connected to home. Life is one huge adventure, and every day is a little one. No matter if the ride you're on is big or small, a Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada can elevate your adventure and push your limits to something new. Your next adventure is waiting for you. Get in a Nissan SUV and go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so a lot of sources claim that the Pazzele cookie can be traced back to the 8th century and this treat out of Rome. They called it Crustule, Crustule, or Crustulum. Many sources argue that this is one of the oldest cookies in our repertoire of cookies. And we have done several episodes on cookies. I think the definition of a cookie can vary.
Oh, yeah.
So this, yeah. Your mileage may vary.
Yes.
Yes. But yeah, a lot of people did say that. Others believe that the history of the Pazzele goes back to ancient Greek and Rome when there were bread stamps. And these were like forms of bread would be stamped with these geometric patterns, which are very similar to Pazzele. Mm-hmm. A lot of these patterns later became very Christian and perhaps representative of eating the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. A written record from a 19th century Italian historian suggests that this cookie, in its more modern version, originated around that time in southern central Italy.
Yeah, the Abruzzo region, east of Rome. And yeah, I believe there are irons dating back to like the late 17 to early 1800s.
Yes, and in these early days, the cookies were pressed between two iron plates attached to two handles that were rotated over open flame, which I think, again, we talked about in the waffle episode.
Yeah, yeah. Another regional name for these cookies is ferratelle. Ferra for the iron that the presses are made of.
Oh. And some of these presses were commissioned to have family crest. These decorative plates were prized heirloom things that were passed down through generations, as were the recipes and techniques. Mm-hmm. Yes. Two places in Italy in particular like to lay claim to Pazzele, Coculo and Sal. As the story goes, several centuries ago, Coculo was overrun with snakes. Okay.
As you
saw.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope not, but yeah, sure. Uh-huh. I like snakes, but I don't want to be overrun with snakes.
No.
I'll say that.
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah. So to solve this problem, a priest set the local fields on fire, driving out the serpents, and Pazzele were, legend has it, created to celebrate the lack of snakes.
a good thing to celebrate. Sure. Yeah.
Sure. It's a very specific celebration. And this, yes, led to the Festival of the Snakes, a celebration still held in Coculo where people eat Pazzele and some people allegedly bring their own snakes.
I have seen photographs of this. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Again, listeners, if you have these photographs, please send them to us.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Saul has a Pazzele festival of its own, celebrating a 12th century monk with Pazzele hanging from tree branches as offerings, amongst other things.
I could not find sources on the Pazzele element of these festivals that were not from, like, directly Pazzele-related blog kind of sources. So, write in, let us know. Meanwhile, I did read that in some communities, Pazzele presses were often part of a bride's dowry early on, and that that's how the cookies became popular at weddings.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Meanwhile, Pazzele made their way to the United States with waves of Italian immigrants around the turn of the 20th century. And again, perhaps especially to the like Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, tri-state area. There may have been a particular population from the like Pazzele tradition region that was settling there. I did try looking into that. It's a little bit sticky to track down. But I strongly suspect that part of why that area really took to Pazzele, whereas other areas with lots of Italian immigrants didn't necessarily, is that, especially at the time, this was an area with a lot of machine works. You know, coal and coke and steel and iron were all big trades, still are in some to some extent. You know, people living there had these jobs, had the knowledge and materials and technology to recreate new versions of these specialized irons that they had in their family or that they remembered from their childhoods. So I suspect, yeah, that in some other Italian-American communities, Pazzele traditions faded away simply from, like, lack of equipment. But they flourished here. I don't know, just a theory.
Well, in the 20th century, an electric Pazzele press was invented that helped it go more commercial.
Mm-hmm. Though you can still order personalized irons engraved with maybe a date or your initials or a short message. And new materials hit the scene throughout the 1900s. First aluminum by like mid-century-ish, then Teflon in the 1980s. Okay, I found two American companies that started making these electric irons around the same time in the 1950s. And I've seen both listed as the first electric Pazzele iron. Maybe some others as well. I couldn't track down the specific patents, so I'm not sure. But okay, one of these claims, or a claim is a strong sentence, but one of these companies was called DeMarco Electric, and it introduced an electric model in 1956 in Ohio after the owner, one Charles DeMarco, made one for himself and like started to get inquiries about it from his neighbors. They were doing cast iron plates at the time on these things. And the other company was, all right, this Italian-American family company called C. Palmer Manufacturing, aforementioned. The company was started in 1943 in this dude's basement in Pennsylvania. One Carmen Palmieri, who had been born in Abruzzo and came over with his parents in 1914, started making stuff like noodle machines and ravioli molds and these aluminum Pazzele irons. By the 1950s, his son John joined him, having been in electronics in the Navy, and so they developed an electric Pazzele iron together. By the 70s, they were able to offer like inexpensive custom dies. Carmen passed away in 2011 at the age of 96, but the company is still a major Pazzele iron player today, and the company is still in the family in the third generation.
Huh. Well, again, listeners, if you have a custom Pazzele,
oh my goodness,
if you have one that's just been passed down through your family, please let us know, because yeah. I think that's I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Where your family is sort of having this specifically a design that is your family design, whether it is very personal or whether it is just this is the irons that you have.
Yeah.
And then making these cookies out of that. So I love that. So
yeah, we want to hear about if you have traditions surrounding this, please, 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 please let us know.
Yes, absolutely. And any recipes as well.
But oh, yeah.
I think In the meantime, that is what we have to say about Pizzelle for now.
It is. We do already have some listener mail for you, though, and we are going to get into that as soon as we get back from one more quick break for a word from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressing, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
This is Jonathan Strickland from TechStuff. A spirit of adventure lives inside of us. Nissan's SUVs have the capabilities to transform your spirit of adventure into actual rubber meets the road into the wild, true blue, real life adventure. You just need a Nissan and a plan. Or better yet, just a Nissan. You can hop into a Nissan Rogue and discover what comes next. Don't worry, the Nissan Rogue has your back. Class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Just climb in and go. No need to connect your phone. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the new 2024 Nissan Rogue. No matter where you roam, you'll stay connected to home. Life is one huge adventure, and every day is a little one. No matter if the ride you're on is big or small, a Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada can elevate your adventure and push your limits to something new. Your next adventure is waiting for you. Get in a Nissan SUV and go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
We're back. Thank you, sponsor.
Yes, thank you.
And we're back with listener.
That was being squished in a press, if you guys couldn't tell.
Yeah, it was. I think it worked out well, but we'll see. Also, super producer Andrew does amazing work.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just say it.
Oh, yes. Thank you, super producer Andrew.
Yes. So we have a message from Arik, who wrote about a couple of things. Arik wrote, "Nice trifecta. Malted milk is an interesting product. Pretty versatile, good taste. I think it takes a good ice cream shop to really do a malt properly." Mm-hmm. Malted milk balls are good, but to me, another one of those things you have to be in the mood for. The other thing I found with them, though, when the craving hits, look out. make sure you have only a few, otherwise you can find yourself in a food coma. Crawdads. Growing up in Ohio, we actually had a lot that grew in the creek behind us. I do love a good boil, but haven't been to one in years. I think unless they are really fresh, they lose something. I've had the frozen and such, and there is just something different. It is not bad, but I really think the difference is only worth it if you have to stop the craving. while not the same as they are saltwater-based, the langoustine, has a good taste and does well in a boil. The whole seafood boil is just a great idea, sitting around and sharing food and stories. That will be part of the savor feast. Oh, I wish. This feast is getting out of hand, but yes. Art goes on. I think it's going to be a minimum of 5 days at this point. The dragon fruit is pretty cool. I've never bought a fresh one. I worry about getting a good one. I don't see it on a lot of menus, as I think it is one that can be so varied that chefs don't want to risk it. And even despite the listener mail about durian, I still want to try it at some point. I'm willing to give it a go. I mean, I feel like the durian is very personal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, but right. You know, like I enjoy experiences. Like, they don't necessarily have to be pleasant experiences for me to find them positive. So I say at risk of like getting, I do also get stuff like stuck at the top of my brain pretty easily. Mm. So I'm like, oh man, that is a danger zone. If I just get, yeah. If it's a very bad flavor and I get it stuck right at the top of my brain, that right. would not be enjoyable. But
which I feel is what happened to
yeah,
Lister
totally.
Kenna.
Totally.
Yeah, I still have the ice cream in my fridge. It's plastic wrapped.
Yeah.
So you can't smell it. Who knows if it's good anymore? But
yeah, you've
I
gone
do still
through
have it.
A number of refrigeration related dramas.
Issues.
Yeah.
Yes, this is true. But yeah, our Savor Feast could include something like that. It is going to be quite a feast.
Yeah.
If when we ever do it. We have so many things
we
on
do.
The menu.
We do.
Mm. Yes.
Hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I did go to a restaurant recently and have crawdads, and it was very lovely.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well.
That's all I can say.
But you are correct. Boils in general are delightful.
Yes.
Yeah. And I do love. I mean I like food, but I do quite enjoy shellfish that has been boiled in that way. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, Katie wrote, after hearing the Five Spice episode, I had to share this holiday cocktail I came up with for my work. It uses a cranberry Five Spice syrup made by Raft, who make all kinds of excellent cocktail syrups that I delighted in making everyone smell. I mixed it with tart cherry juice, fig syrup, mezcal, egg whites, and cardamom bitters, shaken with ice and poured directly in the glass to keep all the egg white froth intact, then garnished with a star anise pod balanced on the rim. The smokiness of the mezcal and the warmth of the Five Spice syrup go together perfectly and are offset by the tart cherry juice. It's a nice break from all the sweets the holidays can bring while still hitting some of the classic notes. I'm sure one could make their own Five Spice syrup, but after trying to make my own Pie Spice syrup and having trouble with the ratios, all I can say is good luck. I hope someone can enjoy this recipe.
That sounds great.
Right?
To me.
Yeah. That's
yes.
some of my favorite things all in one glass. Like I love a tart cherry. I love a mezcal. Figs are terrific. Mm-hmm. Yes to all of this.
Yes. And I'm very intrigued by the Five Spice aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And also a star anise pod balanced on the... This is a very nice drink.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. This is heckin' fancy.
Mm-hmm. This reminds me, I was kind of lamenting about the days of our early Dungeons & Dragons where I would make these, very elaborate drinks and... Mm-hmm.
Well, you also weren't
food.
DMing. You also weren't DMing at the time, so, like, you
yeah.
had... You're prepping other things going into our games.
It's true. But I do miss that. And this was the type of thing I might have tried to make. I don't think I ever would have. The egg whites is a difficult.
Yeah, doing a flip in, for like five people in a go is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it does sound really lovely. So thank you.
Yeah.
For sharing.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Yes, and thanks to both of these listeners for writing in. If you would like to write to us, you can. Our email is hello@savorpod.com.
We're also on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @SavorPod, and we do hope to hear from you. Savor is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thanks, as always, to our super producers, Dylan Fagan and Andrew Howard. Thanks to you for listening, and we hope that lots more good things are coming your way. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit Pronamel.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.